In this bulletin, Cross Counter wins the 2018 Melbourne Cup. The Prime Minister tries to stave off talk the government will stage two elections. And the Reserve Bank keeps interest rates on hold. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Cross Counter has won the 158th edition of the Melbourne Cup. Marmalow finished second, while Prince of Iran finished third. The race was run in wet conditions at Flemington Racecourse. The Daily Telegraph newspaper has been denied the chance to call a new witness in the defamation trial involving actor Geoffrey Rush. The newspaper has made an application mid-trial to amend its defence by including a new witness whose identity has been suppressed. Mr. Rush is suing the newspaper for defamation after stories it published last year that he says made him look like a sexual predator. If the witness was allowed to be called, the trial would have been delayed until at least April next year. Both sides will now deliver their closing submissions this week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is dismissing reports the federal government will hold two separate elections early next year as a way of giving the government more time to win back dwindling support. A federal election is due by next May at the latest. However, it is within the government's powers to hold an election for the Senate, then the election for the House of Representatives at a later date. Fairfax Media says some government members are open to the idea, but Mr. Morrison says talk of two separate elections is unfounded.
It's not on the agenda. It's just not on the agenda. So I'll leave that to the bubble to speculate about. I'm not speculating about it. I'm interested in what Queenslanders are interested in, and that's their roads, that's their infrastructure, that's the support that we can provide for Medicare and affordable medicines, because only our government, the Liberal National Government, that can deliver the strong economy that pays for all this.
Labor Senator Jenny McAllister has told Sky News she thinks the idea would alienate the coalition from voters.
This would be a very, very expensive way to conduct an election. I think it would be extremely unpopular with voters. It hasn't happened for decades. I'm very surprised to see people talking about it.
The Reserve Bank has kept interest rates on hold for the 27th consecutive month. The official interest rate is at a record low level of 1.5%. It's been at that level since August of 2016. Big and major economists believe the rate will not rise until next year at the earliest. An Australian sailor has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter after his wife went missing on their honeymoon cruise off the Bahamas. Lewis Bennett, a dual United Kingdom Australian citizen, entered his plea to a court in the US state of Florida. His wife Isabella Hellman went missing in the ocean off the Bahamas in May last year as the couple sailed in a 12-metre catamaran. Police originally charged him with second-degree murder. Bennett will be sentenced in January. Prosecutors will recommend he serve 8 years jail, while his lawyers will not seek less than 7 years. A search is underway for 79 students and three of their supervisors kidnapped in Cameroon. Gunmen kidnapped the cohort in the English-speaking region of Bamenda, where separatists are fighting an armed campaign for independence. It comes a day before President Paul Biya was to be sworn in for the seventh term in office. A source close to the school says the abducted students are mainly boys. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have met to discuss the migrant caravans that have departed from Central American countries and towards the United States. It comes after the convoy of about 5,000 people arrived in the Mexican capital, Mexico City. U.S. President Donald Trump says troops will be deployed to stop them crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. The migrants say they're fleeing persecution, poverty and violence in their home countries, something Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez says the U.S. must consider.
Migration is a human right, and if people can do it orderly, following regulations, without overstepping the laws of other countries, and without putting people's lives at risk, that's the way to do it. That's my opinion.
Critics have accused Mr. Trump of using the threat of illegal immigration to fire up his supporters ahead of this week's midterm elections. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. In Perth, mostly sunny, a top of 23. In Adelaide, a shower or two and 17 degrees. In Melbourne, also a few showers with local hail, 16 degrees. In Hobart, possible afternoon shower and 15 degrees. in Canberra, rain and 21. In Wollongong, rain also and 22. Sydney, much the same, 25 degrees. Possible storm also for Newcastle and 26. In Brisbane, mostly sunny and 33. In Cairns, sunny and 32. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.